Everybody, this is Pam at the Paper Outpost, and I'm presenting to you today Late Autumn. She's my recently completed journal, and I'd like to tell you all about her and give you a show. So basically, her size is 9x6 with a 2.5-inch spine, and she has an approximate 7.5-inch gator mouth, as always. It's just the way it goes with me. Much of the ephemera is removable, so you can remove a lot of it, shrink the journal down, and use it for a regular writing space, but there's still a lot of writing space inside this journal. And on her front cover, she has a metal book plate with the word journal stamped on the front, with some copper accents. She is she basically uses the color palette of muted plums and indigos and the colors that you might find in late autumn time. And she's a fabric covered journal, and she has structure to her cover, but she does also have what I call the squishy, comfortable in the hand factor, which is so nice with the fabric journals. Okay. She has a spine that's been decorated with some beautiful lace pieces. And the fabric, I eco-dyed this fabric with some beautiful colors from autumn. And this is her back. Oops, I guess I could flick off the little papers. Well, you know, we're in the thick of things here, and that's the way it goes. All right, those will be cleanly plucked, I promise. Okay, so basically you can see the coloration on the back. Many different colors, okay? She is bound with a beautiful organza ribbon in the colors of late autumn, and that easily is removed. It's detachable. And oh, on her spine, I need to show you the, she has this collection of little trinkets, and each one of these is connected to the inside of the center of the signature. And I flipped them out up top so you can, to show you that you can use them as decoration for the spine, or you can use them inside as bookmarks. So they're going to hang lower than the bottom, so you can use them anywhere in the book as a bookmark as well. Okay, so the front has this gorgeous vellum paper, which has beautiful images of nature, flora and fauna. And am I focused? I hope so. Focus? Yes. Okay. All right. So here we go. We're going inside. All right. She also has tabs, and they made tabs a little different this time. I made them out of circles, and they've been reinforced on the back for strength. But there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Whoop, you can't see any of that. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and they're all different designs, but easily identifiable in your journal for separation. And they're all decorated uniquely. Okay, so let's get inside. What do we see? What do we see? Got going here. Inside, you're going to find a beautiful handmade lace-covered envelope with an owl and some material and a button in similar colors. I've included... this is a watercolor. It's an original, and I signed it and tucked it in here just for inspiration for you, hoping that you might make some art journeys in this as well. Whatever your medium is, doesn't matter. This is an 1862 journal piece and a beautiful blue piece of paper. I just thought that was gorgeous. And in the back here, some handwritten music that somebody did. Somebody named Melanie. Thank you very much, Melanie. This is beautiful. I love it, love it, love it. And if you can see, I've lined the inside of this journal with also fabric panels that I've gone around and sewed little leaves as a trim around the edge. Okay. And inside the envelope, we've got more goodies. And you know, I always have the letter from the journal maker. And that's inside here, signed by me and stamped. And then we have... I love to start with these, the 1983 handwritten letter, and it includes the stamp on the envelope, which is nice. And this starts with "My dear sister," and it's a beautiful letter. And look, nothing was wasted, no space, you know? Paper was precious, and they knew that. And I think that's really neat. We don't write enough handwritten letters anymore. I think we should start a thing, don't you? We should just start writing letters again. I saw this one cool idea where you take one letter and you attach blank pages to it, and then you send it from family member to family member, and each family member adds on a new section to the letter, and then they mail that actual thing on to the next person. So the letter actually goes on a journey and becomes the journey, and everybody can read a little bit about what's going on with the family. I think that's kind of cool. Anyway, we carry on. Okay, the first page is a botanical page, and I put on the corner, destiny is revealed. Yeah, destiny is always revealed, isn't it? Yes. Okay. And here's a beautiful illustrated book page that I've turned into a giant pocket. And inside here, I came across some awesome, amazing, if you've never felt it, Braille paper. I found a Braille book. And it's just, I mean, I'm totally moved by the way that people can read Braille. It just blows my mind. But anyway, it's a fabulous texture. And something you might want to consider for your journals. So they are out there, and if they're not being used, it's a great way to put the paper to use. It's gorgeous paper. And since it's around Halloween time, I thought this might be fun to tuck in here. This is the Burlington Coffee Company Coffins and Caskets Undertaker Supplies. And so it's not the funeral home, it's the coffin company that actually makes the coffins. So I thought that was kind of fun and Halloween-y. Not a Halloween journal, but, you know, I just thought that might be perfect for timing. And there's just some unique writing paper placed in the back here for extra journaling space. Okay, my Twitter fest is off in the back. Those are my lovebirds. Hope that's okay. Oop, get in there. Okay, there we go. All right, here's a flipperoo coming up at you. Here's a decorated button. And I put some, these are dried flowers that I've Mod Podged down on some paper and done some decorating with the liquid pearls. That flips open, and then you have this little guy. We made this little guy the other day, if you remember him. He's one of the matchbook designs. He's got little extra secret writing space inside. And then he is removable. He comes here, and there's an envelope here. And this holds this beautiful picture of this woman with her children in a snowy scene. Don't know where this is from. Looks like 1919 in the corner. Oh, it's a postcard. And they did. They turned their photos into postcards. And at first I thought they were just postcards, but then I found some where you can actually, I got like this whole pile from one family, and their photos are turned into postcards, so it must have been a thing. If anybody knows about that, I'd love to learn more about that, so please share if you know. Here's some sari silk and some stenciling. And then this gives you more writing space. It's the back of an envelope, and it opens, and voila, more writing space, and let me just turn this a little bit. Okay, and another envelope. And oh, here is some beautiful German writing that came from a German book. I love that. It's actually a tuck. This is removable. See that? That's kind of cool, huh? Yep, that tucks in there. You could remove that and tuck something else if you would prefer. And here is a lovely little eco-dyed watercolor paper that I made with some flowers. Sometimes you get lucky and these turn out awesome. Okay. They're fun to make if you've never made those. I highly recommend giving that a try. It's a blast. And you can make a whole bunch and they'll last you a long time. Oh, I put a belly band in here too in case you want to tuck extra things. You know, because sometimes there are extra things needing tucking. Here's some pretty stenciling. And this is a removable, I think. Yeah, oh no, this is a reproduction of one of my artworks, a bigger watercolor painting that I just printed out and signed the bottom for you. But again, this is removable and it's for inspiration purposes for you guys. And here we have... this is a big belly band, and inside here's a lovely handwritten letter and some gorgeous paper. Now, I think this might be one of those letters where, see how this writing is different from that writing? And it follows a timeline. So this, I actually copied that idea from this, sending it to the next family member and having them add on to the story. So I think that's something I'd like to try with my family this year. I'll see if they'll do it, see if they're motivated. On here, I put some little flipperoos, and I thought this was fun. Just did a little turn thing there on a brad, and this opens up to one of those little accordion open-uppers, and you can write in here. And This little guy does the same thing, and you can put just a writing space, or you can put inspirational pictures. It doesn't always have to be functional. It can just be fun and playful. Whatever you feel like doing that day. Some lace and some muslin on the side of the page. On this side, we've got some tags, wonder and discover with some stenciling. Oh, here's a removable, I guess it's called a raggedy officially, I'm not sure. But I just had a bunch of extra paper, so I just went ahead and glued it all down. And then I did some stamping on it and put a little picture in the corner and put a book page on the back. And that's just for fun. It has no real purpose other than just being a surprise. And here I put a pocket. And here is some old ephemera from 1878, I believe. This is an old mortgage deed. And what I thought was interesting about this is all the handwriting that went on it, because this is the way documents used to be. They were heavily handwritten. So some very interesting information in there. And that's a real one. All right, we carry on. I'll go through a little fast because mine tend to be a little extra chubby, and we're already at 10 minutes and I'm barely through the first signature. Okay, here we go. Here's a flip writing space prompt. Okay, here's a lovely little picture of a girl in front of, is that a girl? Yeah, in front of her house, and some nature things here. And this is a nature journal, natural botanical, late fall, late autumn, birds, butterflies, that type of thing. This is, I'm officially calling the drawbridge. Okay, probably has another name, but and I didn't invent it, but the one that opens down, I'm going to call a drawbridge because I just think that makes sense. Okay, and then it goes back up. Okay. And here's a little page tuck that I think we made early on back in the Using Up Book Pages episodes, and just some extra writing space in here. Here's another little flipperoo. This has some muslin and some little bling, a little word thing. Here's some extra fun tucks with little pockets here, one made out of a tea bag, one out of a little tag, and some vintage calling cards from, who's that? Flora. Flora came by. Hello, Flora. And here's some little doodads in here, an old ticket back here. And here's just some writing space, graph paper. So just different fun things you can do with pages. Here's one of the layer cakes that we've made. And that gives you lots of extra writing space here. And here's one of the bookmarks that we made. So here we go. So I'm using up my stuff, actually. That's pretty good. And did some stamping. And sometimes just random torn words are fun. It doesn't have to actually mean anything. This just says castles in the, who knows what that says. Okay. Just to inspire and trigger and prompt. And there you go. I just clipped this in. So this is removable. It's just a little notebook of different papers, different feels, tracing. And this is wax paper with some stamping and collage and some different papers below. How to make Banbury cakes. I bet they're good. Okay. Some book page. Here's a little mini belly band with a little booklet with some notepaper inside for fun and easily tuckable on the belly band or on the side or on top if you so choose. Some writing space. And I had come across this old bracelet, and it held all the colors I was looking to use. It's got the burgundies and the plums and the dark purples, and that was just fun to put in there. Oh, here's the money page. Yay. All right. So here we have, this is very pretty. This is Madagascar, I believe. That's a real currency note. I don't think it's in use anymore. Actually, I don't know. So, but I would imagine not. Otherwise, I'm giving away millions of dollars and don't realize it. But I doubt that. And here is a coin in this little tuck spot. And this coin is from, can you guess? Can you guess? Do you know? It is from Italia. Yeah, finally, I found my Italian coin. There it is, the Italian coin. Okay, very pretty coin. 0.5 lira, which I don't think is used anymore, because they're on the Euro system now. A warm rain. I just thought was a fun word. Some of the drawing, you can color this in. Here's a little flip. Flippity. Oh, this was one of the, oh, this is a different design on the cross, the blossoming cross. This one actually is removable. So if you want to use all this to write, and then you can take this out, whoops, and you can write here as well. So it gives you options. So this is actually a little pocket on top if you want to tuck something in. I use one of those teeny tiny little Tim Holtz paper clips because they're so thin, which they're perfect for journals. Thank you, Tim, for making those. That was really nice of you, thinking of us and all. Okay, and a little tab indicating there's something to do there. Some more coloring in space, and here's a lovely little tearaway notebook with just different feels of papers. Fun things to do. All right, and we're flipping, and we're flipping. Okay, more drawing. Here's an old check from 1932. And here's, oh, this is a card that I made a while back. I just colored a card in the envelope, and I included that for you. So it's, you can use that currently. It's a ready-to-go card, and I've used an upper tuck and a side tuck here to house these items. More stenciling and the multicolor stenciling. I think that looks really neat. That's fun to play with too. I encourage you to play with that. And here we have another envelope from 1922 with the stamp, and we have one of these beautiful cards, a vintage card from Germany, a bird card, and they're just gorgeous images, and you can just admire them or practice drawing them. And there we go. A stamp and some more inspirational words here and there. And I love how they put on the old card, on the old envelopes, answered in 1923, the date that they responded. In case anybody asks, I never heard back from you. Oh, yes, you did. And here is a paper ribbon down the side. That was fun to make. Oh, and here's I had a giant butterfly, and I really wanted to use it in here because the colors went well, and she just really wanted to be here. She said she was on her last migration south for the winter, and she was just showing us her last foray. This is from Nick the Booksmith, I believe, a little sticker. Another belly band with an old receipt in it, or old something. Oh, there's a letter. Oh yeah, this is very interesting, and I'll let the person, I'm not even gonna tell you about it, it's a surprise. Okay, there, my big secret. Okay, some birdies, a cutout of a book, and some words from my word list, some different book pages. Here's an upsy downsy tuck, very fun, words and money roll cards. Here's an embossed page with some music and an upper tuck from a corner of a illustrated book, and a piece of the illustrated book there as well, just on a little cluster. Here's a material page. I sometimes like to use the way the book, the whole, like two pages as one page. So this one is functional as well as observatory and tactile. So wherever you see little three little dots, these flip up and that reveals more writing space. There's a couple little extra pages under each one of these. This one says lavender, this one says parsley, little secret notebooks for you to write on. And I juxtaposed these matching pieces here and put some few little different ones just for interest. Okay, these are what I call the double side tuck, and I tucked some things in here, and you have this very old, this is a Valentine, and this is really cool, watch this. Yep, that was so cool what they did back then. Okay, and there's a little envelope with a little extra writing space and a butterfly. Okay, here is a lace flip up, ready? Flip! And then you have extra writing space for inspiration. And there's a cute little Victorian button on the bottom holding the weight down so it dangles down nicely. All right, here's a little collage page with all sorts of doodads and a cluster in the corner and a big old bumblebee and a bird. Here I put some tucked interesting things to discover, a photograph, a ladybug card with some information on the back, and an old grain and hay farm service receipt from 1938. Okay, more botanical pages, and I left lots of room in between the signatures in case you want to pump these puppy up with more stuff. This is a copy, I turned it into a journaling card, but this is a little watercolor that I did a while back, and I turned it into a journaling card for you, and I signed the back, so there, it's a printed reproduction, and that's there for inspiration. Here is one of the little tabs where I just decorated it with the liquid pearls as a little flower or a Chinese symbol, maybe. Okay, here is a bookmark that we made the other day. And this would be early late fall as the flowers are still there. But I thought it looked nice right there. And here we go, another stenciled page, multicolors. And here we have a Brad. So that means this does that. And we've got some interesting things, a ticket, a specimen card, an old label. And these two are authentic. That's a print. And these are from book pages. And then I just lightly stenciled on the back and put some words on there for you to have extra writing space. Yay! Okay. So here we have a tower of pockets. And in here I just put different stamps because I thought they fit well with a real leaf and a stamp and dee-dee-dee-dee up. And there you go. It's a stamp, a pocket ladder. Okay. And here's a lovely bird trying to figure out what on earth all these expense reports are on this page. And here's a little flipperoo open up. Compassion, you can write in there. And this is an upper and a lower tuck. These are, you can tuck something in here, you can tuck something in here, or you can double tuck, like a square piece of paper would go there, rectangular. But I left it empty so you could tuck something. I don't have to tuck everything now, do I? No, sometimes I do. Okay, so here's a little removable pocket that I made, and this has some just different pictures on it for interest. But this is one of the hearts. If you saw that video where I made the little heart booklets. This is that. So the Benjamin Button bunny lives in there. And this is a herbal card of burdock with some information on it. Okay. And so we explore. You never know what you're going to find on the next page. And that's the way we like it. All right. Here we have two openy uppies. Here we go. We're opening. Yep, this one has stamps of different words with their definitions. Thought that was kind of fun. A little tactile there with the fabric. Closes like that. And this one opens up for just some generalized writing space with some stenciling. And I don't bother like tacking these down with something because the book holds these closed and flat. And the longer you keep the book closed, these things will stay closed. Never ending story. Yes, that is the motto of my books. It's just page after page after page. So some writing space, old dictionary, more writing space with some ribbon trim. Here's another belly band. And here is a lovely little pupils report card, public school. This is Roy Lovett, grade 4. So whoop, there, you got to look at that. See how Roy did. All right. He did okay. I think he passed. All right, here is a little a book page turned into a little journaling area, something a little different, dark. You can write on white gel pen with this, and it shows up very nicely. And just an inspirational word there, autumn. And this is one of my little yoga bunny things. It's a bunny doing yoga. It used to be a little character that I used to draw a lot. I might draw more of him, but he's on the front of this flip up. And under here, this is some vintage wallpaper, and you can write on this as well. Okie dokie. Oh, what's this? Okay, sometimes I forget myself. All right, oh, this is an official blossoming cross. Yes, there we have blossomed. Okay, yeah. And you can write and color and annotate and just have plain fun. And whoops, my beautiful background is moving around on me. Hang on, get reorganized here. Whoop, okay, where were we? We're there. Okay, there we go. All right, where are we at? 22. All right, move it. All right, so we have tickets, and that's where this flies up the top. You can bring it down to the bottom, and it will dangle below, or use it as a bookmark anywhere you like. An old milk stopper. Here is some glassine bag that flips down, and these have little journal cards tucked inside. Here is a little collage of hearts of different colors and avocado dyed, and just some extra writing journaling space. And here's a collection of vintage or Victorian die cuts, and these are beautiful, back from the 1800s. And there's a little paperclip modified. And here, this is cute. This is an old vintage card. And this says, this only has one end in view. And that, of course, is wishing you a happy birthday. Very nice. And they're so cute. And the papers that they made cards of years ago are so different. It's fun to feel them. We don't have those papers around today. Here's a protection plant with a little bit about that, just for fun and interest. Another stencil and sari silk page. A flashcard. Some more drawing page of a dragonfly and a bird and a real leaf down here in the corner, angle pocket. Here's a live out loud big giant card for fun and more writing space behind it. Here are three beautiful images of butterflies, some more book page, and here's a little tearaway booklet at the top, and spool dolls, how to make spool dolls down below by Julie Key. And here we are entering number three. Yes, we're entering number three signature. Okay, here's a raggedy removable just for fun. Dog's fine. Okay. Yeah. You good? Yeah. And Pleasant Dreams going in here. Oh, this is fun. This is a Western Union telegram from 1954. And I'll let you find out all about what the message that was sent there into this little upper tuck here, a fabric upper tuck. Little collage here. Oh, here are some fun paper doll. If you remember these are the authentic ones for their vintage. And lots of us used to play with those. Here's a little postcard. This is a newer postcard, but it's botanical and I like that. And I thought it went in here. Some stamping, stenciling. Always lots to do. And this is another card. There you go, a little place. It says Aspire, and here's some tickets underneath and a label, vintage label, real one. And here is an herbal card that says Courage. And I believe it's like an herbal tarot card. Here's a real authentic bingo card from days gone by on some paper. And a lovely little poem by Edgar Allan Poe. Oh, here's our tickets playing as a belly band. And we have some little note paper inside here for you, a little booklet. And here is a lovely little 1947 card as well, a little Christmas card. Let you check that out. Little secrets in there. More writing space. Here's an upsy-downsy, upper and lower tuck. In here we have some writing paper and some 1894 ledger. Okay, this is a double flip out. Ready? Woohoo! Yep, there we go. Lots of writing space there. Some prompts, Great Expectations, Worth the Wait, washi tape, stenciling, little tabs. Very fun. Writing space. Here's one of these burrito pockets with a bookmark in it. Okay. The inside of a center. Another raggedy. This is, what is this? Yes, this is a belly band, but I put a tall bookmark in it. And these little guys also flip out. And these little faux envelopes open up, and there's a little surprise word inside each one of those. Lead and thoughts. Okay. Some collage, and this is another little a matchbook we made the other day. So it's fun to pop these in there and use them. Different colors. Whoops, I'll put you back together officially. There we go. Okay. And some pictures of plants. And here's just some fun ephemera. Here's a cute little picture. This is probably Victorian or early 1900s. That could focus. Yeah, focus. Boop. Okay. Little kids and mom. I love the hat. And so this is two little glassine envelopes, and the tops are here. So there's one pocket here, and one pocket down here, tucking little things inside. Here is a big little side flip envelope with a handwritten letter in there. I believe that's from a child. Yes. And here is a photograph. I believe that's an old cemetery of some sort. Oh, and see, and it's a postcard. So, you know, there you go. Here's a Valentine card, and here is 1913 Potlatch Lumber Company. I think that might be shares and stocks or something like that. Okay. What have we got? Okay, hearts, stenciled hearts. And I had some stencil ideas I wanted to share with you guys that are fun and easy in case you don't have a lot of stencils, things you can do. Here's some eco-dyed paper with a little cluster of fabric on a bulb pin. And here's some more goodies in here, some old ephemera of all sorts of different types, and a letter. I'm not sure of the date on that, but it's an old envelope. Yep. Corner tuck. And we have the beautiful Nutkin story from Beatrix Potter. I love those. A lovely little Valentine from days gone by. Oh, and a mushroom and a label and some stamping whenever you are ready. Yep. And here we're going into four. Okay, where are you time-wise? Okay, not bad. All right, so here is a ledger from a bank, little bank book. Here is a flip-out, and you've got a whole bunch of goodies in there, and a library card and some other things. And now here's a little tuck here. You can use the other side of the envelope to be a little side tuck. So I just tucked these little babies in there. Another old check from 1914 and some ephemera. And here is an old book page. And here is, I made this little window with a plant in it, a dried leaf out of an address card. Here's a little pocket with some little things tucked inside that you may be able to use throughout the journal yourself. Some washi tape, some eco-dyed paper. Here is a more writing space and mushroom card. And here has a little removable tearaway page notebook for you with some ribbon, paper ribbon at the bottom. Here's a lovely little envelope that flips open and has a nice journaling card on the inside. And it has a little one of these doodads. Yeah, and there's writing space on the back with that. And behind this, there is a poem, very pretty poem in there. There's one on the back and one on the front. Okay, and here's an old newspaper advertisement. Here's a wooden heart, an owl stamp, some old ephemera here. This is a little tearaway notebook that's fabric covered and a little corner tuck. So you can secure that both ways. This is a very delicate piece of paper, so I just tucked it in there gingerly. And am I going straight? I'm sliding off again. Hang on, let me reorient. Okay. Okay, so these are two pull tucks here. And lots of goodies stuffed in here, a whole magical thing with a triangle at the bottom. There's the center. Here is a little file folder flip out. Very fun, very pretty, decorated on both sides. Some ledger with some inspiration beneath it. Here's another burrito. Whoop, I'm pulling this, that's what's going on. Okay, there we go. And here's another bookmark. And it's also a belly band. There's some ephemera back here to explore. Many things to explore. Here's a little, these all have little intricate things. It must have been some little thing where you had cards and everything gave you a little, like about your destiny, something like that. Like little, almost like a magic eight ball. You know, one of those eight balls? It gives you little things like that. This is from an old airplane book. And what do we got here? This is another belly band. I was on a belly band kick with this one. All sorts of goodies inside here. This beautiful postcard. Love who you are. And this is a 1909 Commonwealth Treasury Department. Very important letter to somebody. Okay, let's explore that. And here's an old cigarette card. That's a real one. And a real, who came to see us? Agnes. I love these names. I had an aunt named Agnes, and she only lived till 2 years old. Yeah. And the old names, you know, they're just amazing. Agnes, Emma, oh, beautiful. Okay, some writing paper, okay, tucked in here. Old book page, beautiful flower pictures. Another old envelope, and there's a little tearaway booklet in there. And here's a giant journaling card with some flora on it. And we are in the last signature, and we are flipping.